I'm in charge of our satire desk here at The World, and that means I look at a lot of cartoons. One nonfiction comic book that caught my eye recently is called Rolling Blackouts, Dispatches from Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. It's by cartoonist Sarah Glidden. The book was a result of a trip she took in 2010 with some journalist friends who went to the Middle East to report on refugees. Glidden remembers one displaced Iraqi couple she met named Momo and Odessa.
They were a really wonderful couple. I actually am still in touch with them. They've been since resettled to British Columbia. Meeting them was, just like meeting someone who was already your friend. They were both artists, both painters, and Momo is also a cartoonist, working on a memoir about growing up in Baghdad and then, you know, being a young man when the invasion happened and then his escape to Syria. One thing that I wanted to show in this book is that you could be a refugee if you were in a different place at a different time. You know, this is someone who a lot of my readers can identify with. I know I identified with, and yet here he is fearing for his safety. He was separated from his friends. He couldn't do the work that he used to do, separated from his family, some of whom are still in danger. And just how impossible it is to imagine being in his position.
You also meet an Iranian blogger. Tell us about him.
Yes, this was someone we met in southeastern Turkey. He had actually not been jailed for blogging. That's what I assumed when I heard that we were going to meet an Iranian blogger who had been to Evin prison and who had escaped over the mountains with his wife into Turkey. But it turned out that he had been publishing books that weren't approved by the government, and he was put in jail because he was being questioned over those. We spoke to him at length. He was the first refugee that we had interviewed because we came to Turkey first. And through him and his wife, we really learned a lot about the refugee process, how the UNHCR takes cases and works on resettlement, and a lot of the frustrations that come with that waiting period that he was going through. This was within the first week or so of me being on this trip with these journalists, and I realized how many of my own assumptions I bring to people based on what I know about their country, what I know, the limited amount of information that I've gotten from the news. You just hear about someone and you assume why they've been in jail. You kind of assume their story. So that was kind of a big lesson for me right away that, you know, you need to have the interview first. You need to actually talk to someone before you think you know what their story is.
Did you draw on location or when you got back?
The book is all drawn when I got back because when all of this is happening, you really don't have time to sit and draw, although I wish I would. It would be so much more romantic for me to be able to sit and do these paintings on site. But I do use the sketchbook at times when I can't take photographs. Border crossings are a good example, or sometimes more intimate interviews where it would be inappropriate for me to take pictures. I'll do drawings then, but mostly I take a lot of pictures so that I can be very specific about the place. I want people to be able to recognize Damascus or recognize Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq when they read the book.
What does cartooning bring to this kind of endeavor that writing wouldn't?
You know, right now we're really bombarded by articles and photographs every single day, you know, on your Facebook feed. I think sometimes people feel desensitized to these stories about war and hardship. I think that comics can make people look again because right now, nonfiction comics are still relatively new, and hand-drawn images and hand-painted images might make someone take a second look instead of another photograph. So I think that I can kind of like grab people and lure them in, and then once they're there, I hope that the comics being hand-drawn and, you know, showing a human touch can kind of give someone an intimate connection to an issue that might be more difficult when there's like a mechanical layer between them and the story, as with prose or photographs. So I think that comics can bring a real human connection and can kind of be a gateway drug to an issue for people.
Sarah Glidden is a cartoonist. Her latest comics journalism effort is called Rolling Blackouts, Dispatches from Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.